we have what is known as wartime.
Brenda Wilkinson is principal of Winborn Elementary School in Baton Rouge. She calls the preparations for state testing wartime because so many students at Winborn are so far behind the state standards.
Give me the two words that form don't. What are the two words? You don't write the contraction. This time, give me the two words. Do what? I need another word. Do. Okay. What are the two words?
Do not.
The state rates Winborn Elementary as failing. That doesn't tell the whole story, however. Winborn students are all African American and all poor enough to qualify for free lunch. Assistant Principal Penny Briscoe gives an example of what that really means for students, teachers, and the entire school staff.
We received two students later on in the school year, ages 6 and 7, as far as I know, who had never been in a school setting. No pre-K, no kindergarten, no daycare, children who had just come to us from home.
Briscoe says both students, siblings, were placed in the classroom of one of the school's most nurturing and caring teachers. But even she had a tough time with these kids.
She would say, read. They had no clue what she was talking about. She would say, open the book. They turned it upside down and tried to read it as they saw other children doing. Purely lacking academically, socially, you name it, they're lacking.
But that teacher persevered and came up with an intervention strategy, a plan to help them fit in and catch up. They were tested and their lacks assessed. Then they got one-on-one instruction for those gaps. They were retested and taught individually anew.
They have blossomed. They continue to grow. The entire faculty has just wrapped their arms around these children. When we see a problem, when we see a need, we address it. We don't run from it.
Principal Wilkinson adds that unlike the voucher schools, Winborn can't hand problem students back.
There are many of them who left Winborn going to one of the parochial schools or the schools that were taking the vouchers, and later on you'll see those children back.
Although Wilkinson shared her wartime intervention strategy with Josh Lesage, the director of Hosanna Christian Academy, a voucher school, Winborn's principal is worried the voucher program is draining the public school funding that supports Winborn's student interventions.
At this point in time, no one knows exactly as to what's going to happen, as to how much of the personnel I will lose here at Winborn.
Even though Wilkinson's team has brought Winborn scores up 40% over the past 4 years, the school's consistent F rating means state takeover is a possibility.
That's the scariest part.
But for voucher schools, student failure on standardized tests only means they will become ineligible for additional voucher students 2 years from now. The Louisiana Supreme Court hears arguments on the constitutionality of funding for the statewide voucher program today. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Sue Lincoln.